Okay.
I was wondering yesterday from your talk, how do you know what is your true nature, and then in regards to like what sort of service you should do, or what, I don't know, like how could you, maybe you could see that, oh, I might be sort of lazy. Or am I just saying that this is not my nature to do a certain service or to do a certain thing? Or
No, Vedic culture is, and of course Prabhupada expanded that to girls as well, is that in youth you move into ashram and you just do whatever's asked of you. In other words, it starts with, Prabhupada would say, doing the needful. And whatever someone tells you to do, you do. Nature, not nature, because there's also an issue of surrendering and training. And in devotional service, you can do so many things. So you can do, literally speaking, anything, be it your nature or not, because the principle of devotion is that you don't need any qualification. That doesn't necessarily mean that everyone's equally capable or able to do a service, but still, everyone should learn the principle of doing the needful, doing what you're told. And then, as one becomes purified, one's nature becomes naturally manifest, and when it's a question of how do you make your livelihood in the outside world, or if a devotee community or temple is big enough to accommodate that devotees can actually do service that's according to their nature, then that comes out. And that comes out by three things: by samskaras, it comes out by practicing bhakti, which we talked about, and it comes out by studying scripture. So people's natures become purified. That's what life is sort of about. And when you become purified, then, well, but when it comes to nature, there's no question of I want to do it or I don't want to do it. You do anything that you're asked to do. And there's no question of whether you're good at it or not. So just like, say, go out and sell books. So Prabhupada says someone of this nature will be better at it. Someone with a Vaishya nature may be better at it, because for him it's more natural to sell things and ask for money. And someone else may not be, but everyone does it, whether they're good or not. And everyone tries their best and tries to learn to do whatever is necessary for Krishna service. And similarly with so many other things. You may worship deities, you may cook, you may do things. If there's a necessity for doing something, you do it. It may not be as good as someone else, but you try to learn and you do your best. So that's brahmachari life, brahmacharini life. And then when you go out into the outside world, if someone goes out into the outside world to work, then their varna should be clear by then, and the outside world's a big place. Then people should work according to their nature. So, for instance, if someone's nature is really sort of established by, or confirmed by, guru, parents, everybody, at around the age of 16, then that gives another period of time where one also cultivates profession. And by cultivating that profession, then you can become proficient in what your occupational duty is. Someone doesn't start to dream away and do something else. Someone who's good at business can't go on and may think, well, I feel inspired to sort of teach and instruct others and make my livelihood like that. You can't do that. That's only for Brahmins. It becomes irreligious for someone to do that. And that's what's very different from today's world. Let me just open the window a little. That's not the basis on which things are happening. You know, whatever you feel inspired to do, yeah, go ahead and do it. But it makes for a chaotic society with doesn't really have any real purpose. So, yeah, doing the needful. When it's Gurukul time and service time, you do the needful. Something else?
I was just referring back to the principles yesterday.
A little louder.
Just referring back to yesterday and the principles that you were going over.
Those qualities, you mean?
Yeah. Like, we know that we have to do Shravanam Kirtanam, the basic things, but then the other things, sometimes I feel like there has to be more training amongst devotees, from the beginning, that because a lot of it is logical, but sometimes it's just not there.
More training in the other 21 qualities.
Yeah,
that's the whole, that was the whole point, is that
we
put a lot of emphasis.
As well.
Yeah. Well, yourself, myself, everyone, there was no real organized, systematic training in personal development. There's a lot of training in Shravanam Kirtanam, Japa retreats, Kirtan, Melas, VIHG and other things, but in terms of personal development, and then the personal development on what basis? What is it that we're trying to develop? Is it these things, which are pretty self-evident? Because, in that one verse when he says, every human being has to have these, mm-hmm. and they must qualify them, then it's something that's important, and he repeats something three times in the same verse. Mm-hmm. So that then, and that's why that, if we're talking about starting Varnashram, that's something anyone can do anywhere. Any temple, any counselor system, any Namhara can begin by, all right, let's do training in this. Mm. And that's really the first phase for us in Hungary. That's the first phase of Varnashram, is just training devotees in these things. And training children. Mm. That's where really important to actually train them. What does it mean to be a good person? And you could really, really learn a lot what does truthfulness mean? What are the things that enhance truthfulness? What are the things that destroy truthfulness? Like, austerity. There's those four things. Yeah. Truthfulness, cleanliness, austerity. What's the fourth one?
Mercy.
They're the four legs of religion. That was the first thing that he started off with. And intoxication, illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, they destroy those things. So it was that was in the book, and I realized that Narad is talking, the first four things he talks about are the four legs of Dharma. Mm. And so all of these things, what do we, you know, what is the behavior that compromises these things and other such things? And that's a real science, and that's where Varnashram begins, teaching people to be good.